Now comes the first 100 days in office as president, as the most important decision maker in the world of Donald John Trump. So now comes our 45th president, having made promises to we the people, lots of them, to change back America in his first 100 days in office and to begin the process immediately of making America great again. May it be so, Mr. Trump. May it be so. President Trump has promised to drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. I like that. The swamp of Washington, D.C., to do away with bureaucracy and red tape and corruption and bribes and untruth and immorality and special interests and pork and delay and inaction. Terrible legislative delay and inaction. And, no matter the personal attacks on his very own character, refurbish, restore, and reinvigorate the American character and its lifestyle, ours. And perhaps most importantly for all of us, the American dream. Oh, may it be so, Mr. Trump. Actually, it better be so. Trump has pledged six measures to clean up the corruption and special interest collusions in Washington, D.C. First, Donald Trump will propose a constitutional amendment to impose term limits, boy, I love that, on all members of Congress. Nothing, in my view, would do more to change the political landscape of America than that. Perhaps 2 6-year terms for senators and 6 2-year terms for members of Congress, total 12. Thank you very much. Go home. Drain the swamp after 12 years. 4 more than the President of the United States. Wouldn't that be interesting? 4 more. Okay. We can put up with them for 4 more years, but never a president more than 8. Boy, that makes such good sense. No more than 8. Make that promise happen, Mr. Trump. Get the process started. Get the states involved. And perhaps an amendment like that can, in fact, occur. Wouldn't that be great for 2017? Secondly, Mr. Trump intends to reduce the size of government and proposes a hiring freeze on all federal employees and to reduce the federal workforce through attrition while at the same time maintaining the strength and numbers of the military and public safety. And public health employees. Good exemptions, I think. The federal government has skyrocketed in size. It is bloated, duplicative, overlapping, and inefficient. The reduction of the size and consequently the influence of the federal government would produce enormous and constructive change for America. So, Mr. Trump, change it. Change it back as you have promised. We the people hold you to it. Thirdly, Trump proposes to deregulate. Oh, may it be so. The new president would require that for every new federal regulation, get this now, every new one, 2 existing regulations must be eliminated. They must. How about that? Nothing sounds better to me than a 2-for-1 swap. There are now hundreds of thousands of regulations in the Federal Register issued by the agencies and enforced to the letter of the law, strangling American lifestyle and our economy. Deregulation must occur for America to grow great again. It really must. 2-for-1, Mr. Trump. 2 regulations for 1. We hold you responsible for that. We, the people, do. And fourthly, Mr. Trump proposes a 5-year ban on White House and congressional officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. Boy, I think that's a good one. In short, no undue influence by those who had power trying to influence those who still have that power. Special interests and the lobbyists which accompany those interests, and by the way, are highly paid by them, produce legislation which, by and large, ignores what is right for the majority of Americans. If term limits move politicians away from power, then those very same politicians should not indirectly exercise those powers through lobbying and championing special interests. Don't you agree? Make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. For we, the people, hold you responsible. We really do. We're watching. Fifthly, Trump proposes a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. That sounds right to me. Lifetime. Banned. Recall how special interests, foreign and domestic, influenced the Clintons and their corrupt foundation, contributing to that foundation, that is, bribing them, to gain favor in Washington for foreign governments. And recall how Clinton sold out American uranium interests to Russia. An act of sabotage, some would call that. Others would perhaps call it treason. Ban them forever. No more lobbying of foreign governments. A lifetime of ban under the threat of strong criminal sanctions. Make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make that happen. That's a good one. Sixth, Donald John Trump proposes a complete ban on foreign lobbyists raising money for American elections. Like George Soros, he is the worst. Like China, like anyone not truly American, or with its interests at heart, raising money for un-American influence. That makes sense to me. Does it to you? Make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. We the people hold you responsible. You are watching, are you not, my fellow citizens? And you will speak up if these things don't happen, will you not? In his next set of promises to the American people, seven of them, newly elected President Donald Trump proposes what he calls concrete and certain actions to protect American workers. Sounds good, doesn't it? First, Trump proposes an intention to renegotiate NAFTA. He finds those terms and conditions of that organization of governments restrictive with regard to American workers. In the event the NAFTA treaty cannot be renegotiated, Trump proposes the American withdrawal from the deal under Article 2205 of the treaty, championing the consequent changes involved. So, make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. Perhaps American workers would be grateful. Secondly, Trump has said that he will exercise his executive authority to cause America to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, the one Obama recommended so highly? Such a partnership, Trump thinks, is not good for the American economy, and especially not good for the American workers. So, out we go, he says, and in comes all new foreign relationships, economic and otherwise. Some think that is not good for America. Others think such a move would cause America to change back in fundamental economic ways. If you believe that is right for America, Mr. Trump, make it happen. Do what you promised. By the way, my fellow citizens, what do you think of that? What do you think of our withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership? Do you agree? Thirdly, Mr. Trump has promised to take on China. In a way, he already has. He emphatically states that as president, he will direct the Secretary of the Treasury to brand China a currency manipulator. How about that? Somebody actually standing up to China. That, Trump strongly believes, is extremely hurtful to the American economy and to American workers. Perhaps that is why Trump began a preliminary dialogue with Taiwan, taking a phone call after his election from Taiwan officials, to the outrage and chagrin of China. Well, if you believe that is right for the American economy and for our foreign relations, and especially for American workers, Mr. Trump, make it happen. Make it happen. Do what you promise, good sir. Do it. Do it in these first 100 days. We the people are watching, Mr. Trump. We're watching. Fourthly, Trump promises to direct the Secretary of Commerce and United States Trade Representative to identify all foreign trading abuses that unfairly impact American workers and further direct them to use every tool under American and international law to end those abuses immediately. Make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. Fifth, Donald John Trump promises to end the restrictions on the production of as much as $50 trillion of American energy reserves, so that they, the reserves, can be made available to the American people and for the good of our economy and for the good of American workers and jobs. Such a move, says Mr. Trump, will create hundreds of thousands of jobs. I think it will. And grow the American economy and protect it for the long term. Why are we waiting? That will allow America to control its own national resources, including oil and shale and natural gas and clean coal. Clean coal. Boy, the Obama administration has beat up on the coal industry. Trump intends to revive it. No longer, he says, will America be dependent upon foreign energy sources in any real way. Every other nation claims the natural resources, which are an inherent part of their territory. So, says Trump, so should we. Make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. We hold you to it. Sixth, says Trump, is the absolute necessity to reverse the Obama-Clinton roadblocks and allow vital energy infrastructure projects, such as the Keystone Pipeline, to move forward. Again, more jobs, more energy, a better economy, says Trump. He has vowed to rebuild the American infrastructure, all of it, and the resources and financial benefits of energy projects will aid in that regard, most significantly, I think. So, make it happen, Mr. Trump. Make it happen. You're a man of very, very big promises. You better keep them. Seventh, President Trump intends to eliminate billions of dollars in payments to United Nations climate change programs and redirect the use of that money to fix America's water and America's environmental infrastructure. Sounds good to me. What a tremendous boon that would be, an enormous benefit to we the people, if our hard-earned money went not overseas to a corrupt United Nations, but stayed home. Money well used for the benefit of our citizens, correcting our problems, and making our country great once again. America has ever-growing water problems. Witness Grand Rapids, Michigan. There is ever-growing water pollution seemingly everywhere. There are environmental problems, real ones, not identified by the EPA nor part of the so-called climate change movement. Trump has promised change back to real-world problem-solving, rebuilding American infrastructure. That includes roads, highways, and bridges, repairing and protecting the American environment, and most especially for Trump, protecting our water and our water reserves. Amen to that. Sounds like a plan, Mr. Trump. Real, viable, change back. All brand new priorities. New vision and new possibilities to indeed make America great again. Mr. Trump, you have become a president chock full of promises, a political platform and priorities which are aggressive, even revolutionary, and fundamentally different. You now have, Mr. Trump, with your Republican-controlled Senate and your Republican-controlled House of Representatives, the golden opportunity to do and do quickly all that you have promised in the first 100 days. So make it happen, Mr. Trump. Please, make it happen, President Trump. We the people hold you responsible.